But I'm fine. Really, thanks for asking. People have been treating me awfully tenderly this week. When the Cubs were defeated by an outstanding Miami, Florida teams in the new National League Championships, I went into the bathroom to cry so my wife couldn't see me and be horrified that she'd married a grown man who cries over baseball games. Of course, she knew all along. I was doing sit-ups the next morning on a slant board at the gym when I thought about the game and tears sprang into my eyes again. Somebody nearby said gently, "If it hurts so much, you probably shouldn't do that." "Can't help it," I said. "It's love." I wish I could say that I'm beyond being affected by the loss of a baseball game. I've covered events that truly rearranged the earth, wars, massacres, and elections. But I have never seen the Cubs in the World Series. Neither did my father, stepfather, or grandfather. Pope John Paul, Ronald Reagan, and Studs Terkel are acclaimed as fairly old, but even they are not old enough to have ever seen the Cubs win a World Series. I have a friend in Boston who told me when his son was born a few years back that he would discourage him from becoming a Red Sox fan. "Can't wish that pain in my own son," he said. But when we spoke this week, after Boston had been defeated by the Yankees, my friend said that his son has indeed become devoted to the Red Sox. "Just part of who we are," he said. Baseball is just a game, but play has importance. Following the Cubs for all of my life has given me some of the same immersion, diversion, and the catharsis of sorrow and joy I found in literature, drama, and music. I'm sad, and even a little angry, that the Cubs lost the championship in one long and inglorious inning, and I will miss them all winter long. My wife and I are adopting a child. We've discussed what we might impart our son or daughter about religion, education, and culture, but this week I wondered, will he or she be a Cub fan like me or a Yankee fan like my wife? Of course, he or she will be anything they want, but I think they will sense that their parents' attachment to those teams is all bound up with our fierce, tender love and loyalties to New York and Chicago. Rooting for the Cubs is part of what roots me, wherever I am in the world, into that spot and this planet I find most precious. Ground zero on the map of my emotional heart is fixed at second base of Wrigley Field. A lot of hearts got buried this week in Boston and Chicago, where I'm pretty certain they will bloom again in the spring. Parents, children, places, some of our most enduring loves are not the ones we choose, but those we are powerless to resist.
So don't